This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And are you that exceptional American? That's what I'm talking about. And I hope you are because, well, I don't have to hope. I know you are because you're listening to the radio show here. Anyway, welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, like that guy used to say, the schmarmy kind of guy from public broadcasting. Anyway, it's an amazing day all around the world. And, of course, if you're in an ink storm, then you're in the ink storm of controversy over Haiti. And what an ink storm it is for Donald Trump. Anyway, apparently in a meeting he let it slip that Haiti was an ink hole. And that's created quite a little bit of a stir. This is being reported by the Washington Post. What that meant was that in a confidential private meeting, if in fact Donald Trump said these words, that someone on the Democratic side leaked information. It could have been Dick Turbin Durbin. We don't know. Leaked confidential conversations that were going on in the meeting, the business-type meeting that Donald Trump was in, with these people talking about DACA, DACA, DACA. And what's going to happen with DACA, DACA, DACA? And, of course, this has created a firestorm because he was referring to Haiti as a ink hole. Well, you know, and this is where Donald Trump can't trust these people. I mean, let's just say it's true. And they're in a meeting with a bunch of Democrats. These people are going to leak every little thing. And if it's negative, if he says something out of line, I mean, they're going to report it, and it's going to get out on CNN and all these other. That's the way it works. So Donald cannot have these kind of conversations with anybody other than, you know, Melania. I mean, that's really the way it works. So lesson learned, if in fact he said those. He's denied that he said those things. There was no recording that was going on, apparently. Now, I suggest, and I think he, I'm not going to suggest it. I think it just should be a matter of course that these kind of meetings be recorded by the president in his office. Nixon, tricky dick. That's what he did. But so did a lot of other presidents because of these kind of things, you know. Puts everybody on record. And I think that even in the confidential private ones, because you want to feel comfortable in what you're going to say in a meeting. And, this is what happens in these big boy meetings, is comments. And what about them? What about them making comments about, see, you can go back to this whole race. This is the bad thing when you get into the whole race game, and the Democrats know it. It's their playground. Haiti is their playground. You know, literally, they play upon these squalid places. Let's talk about Haiti for a second and what kind of a place it is. You know, it is a real hole. I mean, if you want to look at it, the despotic behavior, I mean, the people that live in absolute squalor, what's up with that? And been doing so for a long time. It's the poorest place on the planet, probably, by some respects. And, of course, this is the groundswell of support that comes to the Democrats because they fawn all over these types of places that are in such despotic places. Hello, what about some of the ghettos that we have here in the United States of America? Just absolute, I guess you would say, places where the Democrats thrive. This is their territory. This is their turf. And you're talking about our turf. So, boy, we're going to slam you. We're going to do everything we can to make you tag to be a racist because you made those kind of comments. I mean, this is their game. And when you invite Democrats to your house that are talking about race items such as DACA, 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 you got to be careful. That's my point. Unfortunately, that's just the way it is. Don't play into their hands. Okay, but he's denying all that. He is denying all that, and this is, of course, what we're starting to find out. Okay, but, you know, we got bigger problems going on. We're starting to get to this whole thing flooding in Los Angeles that took place, and a lot of people are missing right now, several dozen. This is the latest, I believe, we're pulling up the latest right now from Los Angeles and all the stuff going in Montecito. Looks really, really bad. I mean, if you've been around Montecito, it's a beautiful place down there. I've been there several times. And people in New California, in that area, Santa Barbara, and also in Ventura County, they want out. Boy, I got some steaming emails from these people looking to get out of California, per se. And this was the latest. This was just a day ago. It says the pre-dawn torrent of mud and debris that carried away cars, swamped living rooms, and yanked homes off their foundations. Boulders crashed into the homes and plunged into trees. And the muddy current swept at least one child half a mile from home. So this 2 days ago. 2 days ago. See, I think the report 2 days ago was as it had. There were at least 13 dead 2 days ago. I think we're up to now 47, apparently, is the latest that's coming out of what's happened down there in Los Angeles, which is, I think, just absolutely over the top. And, of course, that whole area down there is just absolutely flooded. Everything in Montecito is just completely devastated. And that, of course, is a result of the fires. That is the result of the fires that took place, you know, the Thomas Fire and all that stuff. And this is that area that's really just north of Oxnard Ventura area and getting into Santa Barbara along the coastal area there. It's a beautiful area, absolutely beautiful. And just a day ago, they were saying, this is from a day ago, we're going to get into what they say today so you can see the progression that's going on. Says the county officials evacuated nearly 7,000 residents from the Foothill community shortly before the heaviest surge hit the area, and some Montecito residents had shrugged off the warnings, only to awaken to swirling wreckage. One of the people said that they woke up. Listen, when they say get out, get out. Now, this is the salient part, and the reason I'm bringing it up right now, when we come back from the break, I think we're going to have the break going on here by the time I'm done, is that there was really no early warning that was being put out. They did not use the cell phone early warning system to alert residents to get out. Now, that was, I think, obviously a mistake. But this is the pattern that we're seeing in these situations in California and all these disasters. First of all, you had the fires up in Santa Rosa and also in Sonoma. And by the way, I was up there last night and gave a speech. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. There is no doubt. There is no doubt. Listen, just leave no doubt. And talking to the people in the carnage that I saw, there's absolutely no doubt that this was not a normal fire. When you have row upon row upon row of homes that were devastated, and it seems like just the homes themselves just burned, when you have vegetation that was right next to the house that's not burned, that gets a little eerie. And some of the pictures that I was seeing makes it even more eerie when you have plastic trash cans that were standing right next to the house, not burned, but the house is burned down to the ground. I've never seen anything like it. And I've been in fires. The big fire for me was back in the 60s when we almost lost our home and, you know, something like 30 or 40 people died and horses and houses, you know, 1,200 homes were lost. And, I mean, it was devastating. It looked like a war zone, absolutely. But and of course, the fire just raged right on. It burned everything. You know, everything that's in its path, it burned. But this did not do that. It had a selective path. That's the point. See, that's the thing about the fire that was happening in Santa Rosa. It's a selective path. In other words, this house here, this house there, this house there, and the plants in between weren't burned. See, it's really hard for these people to justify that. Wait a minute. If you have 10 homes all in a row and the fire rages through there, but it's only burning the homes and not the plants in between, something is wrong with the picture. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston. With Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715. And use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715. Promo code AGENDA.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Okay, it's just one of these chaotic days out there when everything is going nutty for us. nutty. You know, been doing quite a few interviews on different things that have been out there, and it's kind of interesting to do some of the interviews and listen to some of their people and their attitudes and their positions. So it's kind of funny. I'm absolutely, I think to say that we have got a whole bunch of crazies out there in the media, though, including myself. There was a Fox and Friends interview, it looks like, here with Eric Trump, and I wanted to bring this to you because it's very, very telling what we're seeing here relative to the whole situation in the media from Eric Trump's standpoint. Let's listen.
It's the first time we've seen you really since you went ahead and became a dad.
It's amazing. Honestly, it's so Ainsley's seen me a couple times since, but the kid is the love of my life. I'm having so much fun.
I think he's the prettiest child I've ever seen.
Laura's like the greatest mother. He's got the Trump hair, right? He's got this big mohawk. It's he's just a great, great little
kid. What's the hardest part about being a dad?
You know, honestly, trying to balance work and kid, you know, I leave so early from my house. I go to work very, very early. I come back very, very late. And, you know, you miss him during those hours.
Best part. But,
yeah.
Oh, God, just when he smiles, you know, when you have him on his lap and he smiles, he's the greatest.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what's going on. I'm sure you saw yesterday, as it turns out, your dad is in excellent health. That, according to Rear Admiral Dr. Ronnie Jackson, who did the president's physical on Friday at Walter Reed, he's in great health. He did the cognitive test, and I'm sure you saw the questions from the assembled media. They were extraordinary. Watch this.
Can you assess the president's mental fitness for office?
The president appeared to slur his words while giving an address. Did you look into what the cause of that might have been at all?
Are you ruling out things like early onset Alzheimer's? Are you looking at dementia-like symptoms?
Do you keep a tally of how much golf the U.S. president plays? You consider that exercise?
Explain to me how a guy who eats McDonald's and fried chicken and all those Diet Cokes and who never exercises is in as good a shape as you say he's in.
And this went on and on. Did you see any of it?
It's insane. In fact, they actually asked, does he use drugs? Now,
he's addicted.
My father has never had a sip of alcohol in his life, right? I mean, he's talked about this so many times. He has never had a cigarette in his life. He is, you know, he has one of the cleanest lifestyles in the world. Is the president, I mean, these
well,
people,
here's the question,
they have lost their minds. They have lost their minds.
What about the question, what's the life expectancy?
Think about that. Think about the question.
When's he going to die? That's what that says.
Think about the question, does he eat ice cream? I mean, this is insane. Like, where is the coverage of the economy at 26,000? Where is the coverage of unemployment being the lowest ever, consumer confidence being the highest ever, 4% GDP growth? I mean, I can go on and on and on. How about the fact that ISIS is, for all intents and purposes, gone, right? There are 44,000 ISIS terrorists, right? And there's less than 1,000 now. He's totally wiped them off, right? And they're talking about how many scoops of ice cream a person eats. Does he eat McDonald's? I mean, give me a break, guys.
Can't this help him, though? Can't this backfire on the mainstream media? It'd be one thing if they were talking policy, but it's obvious that they are in the tank for the Democrats or for anyone against that would run against your father.
Hasn't it already? I mean, how trivial is this nonsense? I mean, I think it has. People are smart. People look through this, right? I mean, people see one thing. They see the green in their wallets. That's what people care about. They care about their 401ks. They care about, you know, their kids, their education, how they're living, the vacations they get to go on, how their businesses are doing, if they're employed, overall quality of life. You know, they don't care if somebody has a scoop of ice cream. I mean, they
Yeah, but
if
the doctor says that he's in good health and he's got good cognitive function as well, that flies in the face of the narrative they're trying to establish, which is he's crazy. Sure.
And anybody who knows my father could tell you that. He has more energy than any human being. I mean, the guy has more energy than anybody I've ever met that's my age at 35. He's unbelievable. He doesn't stop. He's an absolute machine. I was saying this last night. I mean, I've never seen my father with a cold. You know, the man is really, really incredible. And anybody who knows him and speaks to him knows how sharp he is, knows, you know, listen, he is, he's incredible up there. That's what's gotten him to the success that he's always had.
So let's look at his lifestyle change. He's usually somebody who's had the same office for years, right, went to the same place for years. So his lifestyle's changed radically at the age of 70-plus. So what has it been like when you talk to him offline, away from the cameras, when you maybe catch him at an event, when you say, Dad, what is it like doing these things while being divorced from the organization? What does he tell you?
Yeah, listen, when I say his spirits are high, that's an understatement. I mean, he's having a great time. He's doing an unbelievable job. The proof is in the pudding. You know, despite the nonsense, despite the noise and the chatter and, you know, the little sound bites and, you know, the sensational reporting, he is doing an unbelievable job. And that's
We're 48 hours from a shutdown. That is a stressful situation. What does he tell you about that?
I actually try not to ask him about government.
You're not allowed to, right?
You know, I keep a very, you know, strict wall right there. Mm-hmm. But I can tell you his spirits are incredibly high. He's doing a phenomenal job. Everybody that I come across, everybody I see on the street every single day, they're telling me what a great job he's doing for them. He's doing a great job for this country. He's delivering the promises. People are so sick of politicians actually not delivering the promises that they ran on, right? He just got tax reform. The economy is absolutely booming. He's bringing jobs back to this nation. He's bringing manufacturing back to this nation. I mean, this country is becoming wealthy again. He's doing what he promised he would do.
What's your reaction to all these businesses that are giving the $1,000 bonuses? We had a man this morning who
I think that, and I was glad to see Eric Trump here making those comments. I say this because we're just so sick and tired of the distractions, because there is no there for the Democrats, and they of course want to. they want to try and control some sort of narrative. They have Dick Durbin to control the narrative. Yeah, I just find it absolutely amazing what we're seeing here in the media. It never fails to impress me. I guess you can say maybe we can say it some other way, but it never fails to amaze me. The whole notion of the mainstream media, and then they have any kind of controllable narrative now, other than just the lie. And a reinstatement of the lie all the time. And now they're getting vulgar. You know, this whole thing about the hole, you know, we're talking about the hole in Haiti. The profanity, they're getting guttural. Now, my feeling generally as a whole, and the Eric Trump statements here were, of course, substantiating my feeling as a whole. The mainstream media is getting to the end of their desperation. And what I mean by that is they're pounding their head against the truth. They are just absolutely, this is what you have to do. You know, it's the old Goebbels thing or whatever it was. I think it was Stalin who actually came up with this, that you can tell a lie loud enough and long enough and it becomes believable. I think that's really what happened. Now, here's the problem. Think about this. What would it be on the downside of that for the liar? If you can make them continue to tell the lie loud enough and long enough without any kind of opposition, right? What would that be? See, in Hitler's Germany, in Stalin's Soviet Union, you could get away as the leader of telling the lie loud enough and long enough, called propaganda, to make people believe your story. The story that they have out there and have had out there, which just got crushed yesterday, was the most recent reiteration that he's not stable. He's mentally ill. He's not capable. We're going to bring in, you know, the 25th Amendment and get rid of him because he's a sick puppy. Okay? That just burned down. The Russia thing just burned down. When you live in a country, when you can push back, on some of these notions and some of these ideas, when you can push back, then that's a whole different picture. What we have had in a lot of places, especially when it comes to Republicans and Democrats and conservatives, is we've had a lot of amby-pamby, no pushback stuff. Amby-pamby, no pushback stuff. And that is a problem. That is a problem. If you lay down and die, if you lay down and just let them roll you over and don't exercise your First Amendment right to push back, then you're in trouble. And we in California and lots of parts of the United States, because we've had such wonderful economies and we've had so much wealth and abundance, we've just sort of become complacent and therefore just sort of acquiesced what we have been doing to the lie and not standing up against it. That has been the problem. Now, their problem is this. We have a mentor in Donald Trump showing us how to let them burn themselves out with the lie and make themselves look foolish. And the classic example was Inkstorm. And look what happens to CNN. Their ratings are falling through the floor. They are absolutely cratering because they got so vulgar. And then not only did they get vulgar and allow themselves to go across that red line, oh no, they just dug themselves a deeper hole after they got on the other side of the line. The vulgarities hurt them. And see, in a free society, there's always that limiter. And they just got limited by their lie. And this is what Donald Trump is so good at. Let them lie. Let them say the story. Let them do this. Let them do that. And watch them crater. And this is the rope salesman that's going on. And he's roping them, giving them the rope to hang themselves. That's the typical Donald Trump position. And so we're seeing it play out. This is a one-time opportunity to see when the propaganda ministers trot their horses out there, how to put them back in the barn with the truth. And that's what Donald Trump does every single day. So that's the takeaway, if you will, of Eric Trump sort of minimizing the fact or maximizing the fact that they're not paying any attention to the successes over the last year of not just Donald Trump, but everybody else. We'll be back.
Bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, Agenda 21 Radio, and also you can visit the website, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Okay, so what in the world is going on with New California, besides all the people going crazy and nuts and all that good stuff? I'm watching the little ticker thing on my computer kind of click off all the emails that are popping in and all the stuff that's happening. It's almost like an earthquake center, so to speak, because people want to know more and more and more and more information about, of course, New California. So the phone, we've got the phone on message. So during the show, we're not being disturbed by phone calls or anything like that. And the lights have been lighting up. So, you know, it's just going to get better from here. And, you know, the thing is, we're going to be making our case. Now, one of the things I want to explain to everybody so that you understand where this comes from and you're not surprised by certain things that are happening. A week from yesterday, Tuesday, we're going to be putting out our very first Declaration of Independence grievance. It's all part of the process. Grievance. We're going to grieve for 40 weeks following. For 40 weeks, we're going to be grieving what is going on in California. We're going to be making our case. And when we make our case, that's the key thing, is to make our case. You know, I was on a radio show a little while ago with a guy who just, it can't happen, we can't do this. And of course, he doesn't understand. The host didn't understand. You make your case here. This is the whole notion behind what we're doing. We make our case to the legislators. Now they say, well, yeah, completely this Democrat, and again, you know, that's not going to happen. Well, let's see what happens in time. But in the meantime, we have got to put ourselves in a position, in a place in which we can, be ready, if you will, to persuade people at the right time in the right location so that they're going to be a little bit more friendly to giving us New California. That's kind of the key thing behind this. So we're going to be rolling out our first grievance. And I'm going to suggest to everybody that our first grievance be Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution, which is calling for a Republican form of government, which we lack here in this state now. And I think everybody understands that. We have the right to be doing what we're doing. There's nothing that can stop us, if you will, from negotiating with the government in the sense of the legislature of California, which is the first thing that we have to do. Nothing's going to be able to stop that. So we're just going to go forth. And, let the timing, let everything that is supposed to be going on take place and, just do our thing. I think that's really kind of the key thing about what we're doing here. This is so important, I think, to the rest of the nation that we understand what is going on and that come up with our own solutions. We come up with a legislative body, if you will, and in that legislative body, what we do is we let everybody know what's really going on, and that's the first thing that we can do. We let people know what we're doing, have transparency, and show them that we can govern ourselves. We establish a government system. And we proved to people that we are capable of self-governance. That is the key thing. And we are going to be able to do that. And we're on the way to doing that. We have different things going on relative to self-governance and all that good stuff. And, that's really kind of the tricky thing about what we're doing. I really believe that. I think we're going to be finding that as we move forward in this process that getting people to agree with one another and getting things that I think is mutually beneficial. One of the things about New California right now is that everybody has agreed up until this point, for the most part, that there's a mutual benefit by what we're doing together. And that's why we have to continue to do the things that we're doing so that we, are doing the right thing for the whole state. It's not just, New California that we're concerned about. We are concerned about California and what is it going to look like when there is going to be a split. Because, to weaken one state to the point where you're destroying it or it destroys itself, we're not destroying them. That's their lot. What it does is it isn't an advantage to you in the long run. It really is not an advantage to you in the long run. So we are going to be making that point that we are going to be working very carefully, very closely with the state of California in the separation. We're going to be professional. We're going to act like professionals. We're going to be people of integrity wherever we go to work with these people. And ultimately, they're going to have to do basically what we want them to do and in that respect. So we're excited about it, and like I said, right now, the top story everywhere, drudging everywhere, is New California. Now, who would have ever thought it, right? Who would have ever thought that this sort of thing would be going on, that New California would be leading the news stories right now? I didn't. I never thought we would be leading news stories like this or be so excited, but I have to defer to the people that have been calling me, and we've been getting, we've probably gotten maybe 30 calls this morning since about 4 a.m. Pacific about what's going on. So, I mean, we're just getting swamped. The viral, we were on Twitter. We were the most Twittered or tweeted story out there, trending. We were the top trending story for by a long ways. This morning we wake up and we're trending again out there big time. So it's not stopping. It is truly not stopping. And by the way, those their people are donating money. They're doing all the things that we, you know, it's just like, wow, okay. We're ready to go. And we are going. We are absolutely going. We have a meeting, actually, this Saturday. And it's going to be in Marysville, California. It's also going to be on phone and Skype. And you can see the proceedings that are going on. Those are some of the things that are taking place. Anyway, we're also, like I said, on Tuesday, there's going to be a place that's going to be announced. We aren't going to let that location out probably until Saturday about where we're going to be doing the first reading of the first grievance number one to be this Saturday. I mean, to this coming Tuesday. So we got another six more days before we get that whole thing straightened out for everybody and get it arranged and what we're going to be saying and so on. But I can tell you that the grievance will be centered around Article 4, Section 4, Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution. And that's going to be a good thing. That's going to be a really, really good thing, I think, because it's going to start to make that case that we've been talking about why we should be seceding and we shouldn't be staying as a part of staying as a part of California. Because you see, California will benefit in the long run by not having the burden, if you will, of the rural counties. See, we are seen as a burden in the rural counties to most Californians in the populated areas, at least the leadership. So my word to them is great, take it. You guys have your own area. We'll have our own areas. Get rid of us. You don't need no stinking rural counties, right? Anyway, we're coming up to a break right now. When we come back from the break, we're going to be talking about a bunch of other things. Oh, CNN, by the way, a little side note. CNN is predicting a Trump heart attack. Okay. Another little thing, too, I was watching. I did get a glimpse of this Jeff Flake speaking to an empty chamber. I'm sorry, but Mr. Flake. Anyway. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. We'll be right back.
Of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20-milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Interesting article that's popped up here. To sort of give you a little feel for the thug life. Thug life here in California. This was yesterday. This was in Sacramento. And this is how it is. Chaos in a courtroom. Man accused of murdering deputies. Quote, I killed effing cops. Warns he'll do it again. Isn't that nice? Says an explosive day in the courtroom as opening statements began in the trial of Luis Bracamontes, the undocumented immigrant accused of killing two deputies in 2014. A judge ordered the jury out of the room during an outburst by the defendant. As he admitted to murdering the peace officers, Bracamontes said there is no need for a trial, but the judge ruled it will go on. This is his quote. There was no need to prove all this. Oh, all this S. There you go. Wasn't quite getting it. Bracamontes said, be silent. The judge yelled back. I want to effing plead to this, the defendant responded. As if the smiles and smirks coming from the accused cop killer's face weren't shocking enough, the outburst from Luis Bracamontes stunned the courtroom, first calling one of the alleged victims a coward before yelling explicatives while describing the fact that he killed the officers and didn't regret it. Bracamontes also said he wished he would have killed more. I killed effing cops, they are dead. They are effing dead. I don't effing regret it, he said, while laughing. There you go. That's always good. The undocumented immigrant is accused of murdering Sacramento County Sheriff's Deputy Danny Oliver and Placer County Sheriff's Detective Mike Davis Jr. during a crime spree that also included carjacking and other shooting victims in October of 2014. Now, you guys might remember this story. It was important because we were trying to determine on Agenda 21 Radio if the weapon that was used was part of the Fast and Furious Obama Eric Holder operation. Yet, we got zero in terms of responsiveness from the police agencies, which brought us to think, were the weapons used in these murders of Oliver and Davis in 2014? Were they all? Were these officers engaged? Were these officers engaged in by a weapon that was brought to them by Eric Holder? The defense told the jury that its client is responsible for both deputies' deaths, but also claimed he was high on methamphetamine. Boy, I bet he was. I bet he was.
Be silent. Be silent.
Our cameras roll, capturing the chaos in the courtroom.
I will break up soon, and I will kill more.
Tonight, that defendant, Luis Bracamontes, admits to killing a local deputy and detective, but his case will still go before a jury. Good evening. I'm Christina James.
And I'm Tony Lopez. New tonight, Angela Greenwood is here with more on today's courtroom drama. Angela?
And it was a wild day, Tony and Christina. On his first day of trial, Bracamontes yelling out that he knows what he did and that this trial is a waste of time. He even called one of his victims a coward. But the judge today said despite these disruptions, this trial will still go on.
As if the smiles and smirks coming from the accused cop killer's face weren't shocking enough.
There was no need to prove all the be silent.
These outbursts from Luis Bracamontes stunned the courtroom as the 12 jurors now deciding his fate were ordered out by a judge, but not before Bracamontes admits his guilt and lack of any remorse.
Ladies and gentlemen, please step out in the hallway. Dead.
Bracamontes, an undocumented immigrant, is accused of murdering Sacramento County Sheriff's Deputy Danny Oliver and then Placer County Sheriff's Detective Mike Davis Jr. during a crime spree that also included carjacking and other shooting victims in October of 2014.
And there's blood everywhere. He's been hit. And he yells, I'm hit, I'm hit, I'm hit.
As the prosecution laid out the horrific details, Bracamontes laughed, a mental state his lawyers asked the judge to reevaluate. It was denied, and so were our requests to speak with the families of the victims, as well as Bracamontes. The defense, meanwhile, not denying its client killed both deputies, but do say he was high on methamphetamine at the time and did not know right from wrong. But today, Bracamontes warned the courtroom and our cameras that he would do it again.
I will break up soon, and I will kill more.
And court does resume tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock with the presentation of evidence in this case. The judge did tell the jury to basically ignore what happened today, reminding jurors that they need to render their verdict on the evidence and evidence only, not on Bracamontes' outburst today. But a very tense day, and you can just imagine the emotion from the families of the victims.
And that smirk and that laughter just sends chills down you, very Angela. Shocking. Thanks.
Yeah, and maybe you haven't been a party to any of that stuff or ever seen something like that in a courtroom, especially when there's a murder situation going on. I unfortunately had to testify in two murder trials and saw some of that sort of thing coming from a gangster one time. It's very, sad that we live in have a situation like that going on. Anyway, got a break coming up, and when we come back, we're going to close out this hour. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
One, zero.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. What a circus it has been around here. I'm just telling you. Okay. Anyway, we had our coffee. We're ready to go. We're all fired up. We're going to be talking more New California State, things that are coming around here on Agenda 21 Radio and all the other things that are happening. Anyway, so visit our website, Agenda 21 Radio. If you want to settle down, go visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And you can also email me, paul at a21r.com. That's paul at a21r.com. You can also, of course, visit the new website for New California, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, and everybody else is visiting it, apparently. That's what I'm seeing. I'm watching all these numbers go up for that website. It's just been absolutely amazing, and we really do appreciate all the people that are looking into it and checking it out and all that stuff. It's just absolutely gone nutty since we came out with the Declaration of Independence and Separation, so we really appreciate all the good words, and I'm telling you, it's going to be really quite the sensation here in the next 10 months. You watch what happens in 10 months, what's going to be happening in the state of California, and also the growth of New California. It's going to be exciting. I'm telling you, it's going to be absolutely exciting. Something that a lot of people don't quite understand, but you know, you're going to soon understand it because there's going to be another star on the flag. There's going to be number 51 in a more perfect union, as they call it. Anyway, so thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit that website, agenda21radio.news, and newcaliforniastate.com. Visit it often. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.